Hello, critics, non-critics, and friends. Welcome to the Film Optics Podcast, where we take a glance into blockbusters, indie films, and everything in between. I'm your host, Christian, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in film, Devin. And today we're here to present our spoiler-free review, our spoiler-free discourse and conversation surrounding the horror film of, one of the best horror films, I should say, of 2024, Immaculate. And before we begin today's episode, you can listen to our podcast on podcast platforms around the internet. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. And if you are a new or seasonal listener to the show, we would love to hear from you guys. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads over at Film Optics. That is Optics with an X. Or you can email us at filmoptics@gmail.com for any movie-related questions. Devin, this is our second recording of today as of March 24th, 2024. Got any fun plans for this glorious Sunday as we are going to church, mind you?
Oh, of course. We have to. We have to forgive our sins for our Father and be immaculate. But yeah, nothing planned today. Just a lazy Sunday for me.
I love it, man. Same here, honestly. I feel like I watched a lot of movies this weekend. I was trying to squeeze one more new movie in, I should say. Saw Ghostbusters Afterlife a few days ago. Saw Immaculate, which we're talking about today. And I saw the Late Night with the Devil movie yesterday.
Oh, I was actually interested in that one.
It's pretty interesting. I mean, the same runtime as Immaculate, which is like an hour and 30 minutes, so it's not very long. It's a very low budgeted indie film. And I thought it was quite good. Like I was thoroughly impressed, but as Devin knows, I usually don't go for movies like that. But, you know, it is an indie film, and I wanted to support everyone involved, and I thought they did a very good job. It's of course, heavy dialogue movie, so definitely got to pay attention during those parts. But it keeps it going. You know, it's like Late Night with like Jimmy Kimmel, you know, or any of the other, or Trevor Noah, yeah, kind of, or Johnny Carson, that kind of thing. But yeah, I'm glad that you're having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Same on my end, outside of those movies. I was trying to squeeze in, I guess back to my original point, I was trying to squeeze in Love Lives Bleeding with Kristen Stewart.
Just don't go see it in Detroit.
Yeah, so someone in Detroit got a little too excited while watching that movie. And yeah, I was trying to squeeze that in. Maybe I will go next week or sometime during the week to try to watch that, because I do want to watch that movie, because that's A24, but Immaculate, which we're talking about today, is a Neon film. So, yeah, as I said, I'm happy that you've been, you know, chilling on a Sunday. You've been adjusting to the new time change as well, I'm assuming?
We just need to get rid of it. There's no more time changes.
So, which time do you prefer? Do you prefer how it is now, where it's lighter longer, you know, doesn't get dark by 5 o'clock?
Yeah, that's ideal.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you actually liked waking up, you know, in pitch black, going to work, and, you know, leaving pitch black at the end of your work day.
Well, good for me. I just have to roll out of bed, so don't have to worry about that.
Same here. But yes, sometimes it still affects me a little bit, but I prefer this time as well. I think it is fantastic. You know, you feel like you have more energy towards, you know, your day. You're not like stuck in these cold, hard, long winters where as soon as it's 4 p.m., it's like lights out and it's crazy. But as we mentioned before, we're going to be giving our spoiler-free thoughts on the new horror film by Neon, starring Sydney Sweeney, called Immaculate. So without further delay, we'll be right back after this introduction to Immaculate.
Say. Please help me. We have to leave. No one ever.
And we are back with our spoiler-free review of Immaculate. This film is directed by Michael Mohan and written by Andrew Lobel and stars Simona Tabasco, Sydney Sweeney, and Alvera Morte. And the story is as follows. Cecilia, a woman of devout faith, is warmly welcomed to the picture-perfect Italian countryside where she is offered a new role as an illustrious convent. But it becomes clear to Cecilia that her new home harbors dark and horrifying secrets. Dun, dun, dun. And they are horrifying. They're pretty freaking horrifying. But I'm going to pass it over to Devin, the horror man himself, to give his thoughts on Immaculate.
Yeah, going into this one, didn't really know what to expect. I definitely had some high hopes because, like you mentioned, it's a neon film, and I think neon is up there in quality in terms of the movies they come out with, like comparable with A24. Like, I think they're right up there, like 1 and 2. They definitely had their fair share of bangers across the years as well. So they kind of have that background going for them, especially in horror. They've definitely branched out into a lot of horror, kind of the smaller indie projects. So I was looking forward to this, and I think I'm always a proponent when a horror movie is rated R. It just kind of gives you that extra value of you're just gonna enjoy it more, I think, because there's just more visually risk taking than the normal PG-13 horror movie, which is what I think a lot of people complain about when they complain about horror movies in general, is the PG-13 safe releases that get churned out throughout the year. And I think this being rated R definitely helps its cause, because I did see some complaints that this one was a bit of a jump scare fest, which I think I disagree a bit. Obviously, there are a few jump scares, but I think they're done pretty well. And I don't think there's as many as some of the other movies that we've seen throughout the years. So as far as Immaculate goes, obviously, they're taking advantage of Sydney Sweeney's just outpouring of fame just at this moment in time. Like, she is the current moment in pop culture, so for them to be able to have her as the star of this one definitely helps, because that's going to attract a lot of viewers and a lot of fans. I think she does a great job as a scream queen. Like, definitely, if she wants to have a future in horror, like, it's right there for her, because she can definitely pull it off. If she wants to take on some more horror roles, I'm fine with that. I think overall the story, it's pretty interesting. There definitely was some times where you felt like, oh, this is just going to be like a generic Vatican, like, religious type demonic possession movie, but it definitely veers away from that at a certain point in the movie. I think it definitely helps the cause when she kind of takes things into her own hands instead of being just the damsel in distress. She definitely has her own agency, and I think that's the best part of this movie, where she fights back a little bit and doesn't just become a victim. And I think that's really cool. And there's a lot of cool visuals, a lot of body horror too, which definitely was pretty effective in this one. A lot of gross out stuff.
I couldn't agree more. When it comes to this movie, I think what I liked about it more is that I've seen a few shots from, you know, Twitter, YouTube, just, and I think I watched the trailer altogether. But what I enjoy about this movie the most is that it's not a demonic possession, like run-of-the-mill, oh, it's a nun that gets possessed, like, God, we haven't seen that before. Like, this is more of the factor of people hiding behind religion, not even hiding behind religion, but using religion as an excuse to perform certain horrifying procedures in the name of their own religion, so they think it's like okay to do. And we've kind of seen that with other films, even with like Dune Part 2, when it comes to like Lisan Alaib, you know, that whole prophet thing where it's like, yeah, people will do horrifying things in the name of like a higher power type of situation. They're not able to identify the horrors that they're actually putting certain people into certain situations. But when it comes to this movie, much like you, I didn't know much about it. I didn't know what to expect. And I came out loving it because it is a twist on the church nun horror scene, because it really is not necessarily almost like a slasher that has a religious beat to it, but there's something about it where it shows a woman's journey as to, you know, she's came from Michigan, very trusting, you know, trying to start a new life for herself and discovering the dark secrets of this this coven. And it kept me on my toes. Like when you were talking about the jump scare thing, and I think I sent you that review altogether where someone had said that it was just like a jump scare fest. I don't necessarily agree with that either, because jump scares work. And what we've learned from even Mike Flanagan's work for The Midnight Club, where it's like, oh, jump scares aren't necessarily scaring. They're startling. So yeah, we were startled. Sorry, I was thinking about the episode of South Park where Stan's dad was like, I am so startled. the startling. But yeah, jump scares work. And like you said, it is done very well here, because there are
definitely a few in here, but it's not, I don't think it's overdone at all. Like, I think they used them pretty well.
There was like maybe three like spread throughout the entire movie. But even then, it's like it's done so well. And I think the main draw here is, like you mentioned, it is Sydney Sweeney. It is her going on this journey. We're able to see what she is capable of in a different genre of film outside of, you know, of rom-coms, which she's dipping her toe in a little bit there with Anyone But You. And also with the drama aspect with Euphoria. And Sydney Sweeney's been around for a while. If you look up her filmography, she's been in a lot of movies that people probably don't even know about.
Yeah, there was that picture going around of her with, I think it was with...
She was in The White Lotus. Obviously, people know her from there. She makes an appearance in The Handmaid's Tales, which is very on the nose for this film. But sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up. There was a picture going around of her in a movie. It was like in 2010, somewhere around there. I think it was her and John Carpenter just hanging out. So she's definitely been at it for a while.
Yeah, she's definitely, yeah. I mean, if you look up her filmography, like the 53 projects like in total, according to IMDb, like for her credits. And it's like she's been around for a while. It's just her big breakout role was Euphoria. So that's really what, you know, focused the limelight on her as an actor.
And I think what really sold me in this role, I'm not going to spoil it, but I think you'll recognize the moment where there's a part in the movie where she's going through there's a lot of pain, and she's just kind of screaming and yelling. And I was like, in my head, I was like, that kind of sounds like it's fake. I don't know if she's really selling it completely, but then you realize that she was faking it. So then that clicked with me, and I was like, oh, so that was definitely some good acting there, because it tricked me into thinking that she wasn't selling it, but it's just realistic because it wasn't real, and that is her character acting. So it sounded like it was acting, because it was.
Yeah, an actor acting for, yeah.
An actor acting like an actor.
Yeah, an actor acting like an actor. Yeah, exactly. But another thing is that for people probably don't even know, it was, I think this is like one of the few rare times, at least within recent projects, where we actually get to see like a natural brunette Sydney Sweeney, because she's naturally a brunette, which I didn't know for the longest time. I was like, oh, okay. So like that's what she looks like with brown hair. But other times you look up pictures, it's either like highlights, things like that. So I wasn't sure what her natural hair color was. So it's always an interesting thing to see. But yeah, she was also in Nocturne in 2020. So it's like definitely go check out that movie as well. But yeah, this movie Immaculate, it was fantastic, man. I just loved how there's a lot of red herrings in there, especially what you were just talking about, where at first second I was like, wait, I was like, oh, I was like, Man, oh man, that was a nice red herring there. Probably could have done a better job of certain things being hidden. That's all I can say. But instead of what happens. But yeah, it's just a, from the get-go, like the opening scene, you see how crazy this coven is. And it's like they're trying to recreate history, so to speak. And I know a lot of people aren't super crazy about this movie, especially on the critic side, specifically the Catholic Church.
Yeah, Neon's been doing like a genius job here of taking these Catholic, like religious type quotes about this movie, reviewing it and kind of trying to trash it and say how unholy and satanic it is, and then putting that in their marketing. Like, they're making posters off of these quotes saying how unholy this movie is, because that is a selling point. Like, that's kind of the movie we want to see.
Like, literally, even from the Rotten Tomatoes, like, reviews, from one guy from, I'll just say his first name, Dennis, he said, skewers the patriarchal structure of the Catholic Church. He did not like it very much. Christy from Film Week, she says that they go places that are very daring, and I applaud them for it. And it's, I mean, this isn't the first time that, you know, religion has been used in a horror film before. It's pretty much, they're kind of synonymous with each other, especially when it comes to films like Immaculate, or if you go see Late Night with the Devil, or pretty much just any kind of possession movie. But this isn't a possession movie, and that's what's so great about it. It's a fantastic horror film set in a coven, and it's Sydney Sweeney showcasing her talents in like the smartest way possible. And I absolutely adored it. I applaud them for it. I want to go see it again. Like, I would go see it with friends, 1000%. And it's just one of those, movies where it's like, man, like horror is back. Like, horror is back 1000%. So the first bit of trivia that I have here before we move on with the rest of the episode is that Sydney Sweeney actually auditioned for this film back in 2014, but the project never materialized. And years later, she took on the role of producer and reached out to the writer and acquired the revised script and hired the director and found financiers and sold the film to Neon. So she's actually a producer.
Her business acumen is definitely impressive. She's definitely doing a good job of branching out and doing new things and producing and just making sure she's got on top of those things first and foremost.
Yeah, making sure that, you know, she's employed, everyone else is employed. Definitely taking a page from, you know, even like Margot Robbie's and Daya. Like, there's a lot of actors and actresses out there that, you know, are producers of films that they also star in. So the second piece of trivia I have here, it's that the term Immaculate actually has to do with being born without sin, as a reference to the Immaculate Mary, the mother of Jesus, being herself born without sin. So that is what the term means, the title of the movie, and I think it's right on the nose with things that happen within this film. Of course, we can't disclose everything, but as Devin said, it is very it's just so interesting. I like how they are able to just have a horror movie that's an hour and 30 minutes, 90 minutes long, will not take up most of your day, and they're able to give us like a solid story where it's Sydney Sweeney is essentially a final girl in her own way, but I'm glad that she was able to get this project up and running. But I'm going to shut up now. Devin, is there anything else you wanted to mention, any qualms, any praises you want to give this movie before we close out here today?
Yeah, I think it was just a good time overall. There is one point in the movie that I thought that was very funny. Like, there's a line that Sydney's character has at a very specific point in the movie that definitely got a chuckle out of me and had some laughter in the theater I was in, because it was very unexpected and very well done. I'm sure you can remember what that was. But other than that, like I said, there's definitely some good gore in this one. There's some good body horror throughout this one. A few jump scares here and there. And overall, I just think the vibes of this one were definitely on point. I like how they shot on location in Italy and how it had all the Italian actors throughout speaking Italian and just kind of made it feel more realistic based on the location that they chose for this one. And it just always helps when you're trying to set the vibe for a movie.
I agree. And you know who also was in this movie? Simone de Tabasco. And she was in White Lotus.
Yeah, very, very briefly. But yes, she was definitely recognizable.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, oh my gosh, there she is. Like, it's nice. It's nice to see her out and about, still doing her thing. But yeah, this, it was a great horror movie. This is something I would definitely own on Blu-ray, because my God, there were just times like when you're building up to something, and you're like, oh my God, I had to look away for like a hot second, but. Whew, man, oh man, this was a crazy, crazy time. But Devin, what would you give on a scaling rating out of 100 for Immaculate?
Yeah, if I give Immaculate like a solid like 81 out of 100. I guess it's really a solid horror movie that came out. I don't think it was expected, but I definitely appreciate it. And like I said, Neon's definitely got a good backlog here of movies to go watch, so...
Oh, yeah.
If you need some, especially horror, they've got a lot of good horror indie movies that are out. So definitely look into that.
I definitely agree. But yeah, for me, I would also give this an 80 out of 100. I adored it so much. You know, it's a perfect in and out type situation where, you know, it's 90 minutes long, not very long at all. You're able to understand what's happening with the plot, and, you know, you're just cheering for Sydney Sweeney the entire time. So. I find no real qualms with this. It's just like a pretty perfect horror movie, and that's all it needs to be. But that does conclude today's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your preferred podcast platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads at Film Optics. That is Optics with an X. And don't forget to share an episode of our podcast with a fellow movie lover. Whether it be your mother, your brother, or your significant other, spread the love for the Film Optics podcast. And now let's take a sneak peek at what's coming up next on the show. So as of recording of what's coming up next, we're going to be covering some Godzilla X Kong. So it's going to be very exciting, as well as we have that Isabella movie coming out in early April as well. But you can also check out for further episodes we're going to be covering. Of course, we're going to be covering X-Men 97 once that show finishes its series finale, as well as Shogun, and as well as for new releases that are out right now. You can check out our Dune Part 2 spoiler-free and our spoiler review, as well as our X-Men 97 spoiler-free reaction episodes 1 through 2. And if you're a big Ghostbusters fan, definitely check out our Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, I almost said Afterlife, our Ghostbusters Frozen Empire spoiler-free review, as well as our Invincible Season 2 spoiler-free review Part 2, of course, for that one. But with all that said, thank you all for listening. If you enjoy the show, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And stay connected with us by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, all that social media garbage for the latest updates. That was Devin, and I'm Christian, signing off. And remember, life is like a movie, so go out there and make it a blast.
Peace.